Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's topic, Bank of Spain warns against Tesla crypto buy. Yes, the Bank of Spain is warning against the recent purchase of Bitcoin by Tesla. Now, this article by Felipe Erazo, found on Bitcoin.com, is entitled El Español says Spanish authorities' joint statement is a warning to companies in the wake of Tesla's BTC buy. If you've been paying attention to the markets lately, you know that Tesla recently bought, I believe, around $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin to add to their balance sheet. And this is something that's starting to appear more and more in companies, large companies we see, purchasing Bitcoin as an asset. The Spanish financial markets watchdog and the country's central bank criticized again cryptocurrencies as an investment asset. The entities issued a joint statement warning about the high risk the cryptocurrency market poses. Per the paper, the Bank of Spain and the National Securities Market Commission reaffirmed their stance against considering Bitcoin as a means of payment. After dismissing cryptos as secure investment assets, they also pointed out the lack of regulation in the European Union. However, they recognized that the European bloc is holding talks on establishing a legal framework to regulate the crypto environment. The document elaborates on the liquidity factor. Quote, many of these cryptocurrencies can find themselves lacking the necessary liquidity to be able to undo an investment without suffering significant losses, especially since their circulation among investors, both retail and professional, is minimal. As a means of payment, both CNMV and the Bank of Spain believe that it is still limited compared to other digital payment solutions, they added. Quote, it is necessary to remember that there is no obligation to accept Bitcoin or any other crypto asset as a means of payment of debts or other obligations. The future of MICA regulations do not foresee that this will change. Furthermore, given their high volatility, cryptocurrencies do not adequately fulfill the function of a unit of account and store of value. Of course, this is just the opposite of what owners and believers of Bitcoin would point out, but this is a matter of opinion. As I said, this is not financial advice. This is just the news. It goes on and says, an indirect warning towards Spanish companies that want to replicate Tesla's Bitcoin move. In the document, there was a mention of a speculative factor. Quote, these are complex instruments which may not be suitable for small savers and whose price entails a high speculative component that can even lead to total loss of investment. The statement got local media outlets like El Español to speculate on its timing. In fact, El Español believes the bodies issued that document as a forceful alert in the wake of Tesla's Bitcoin-related announcement. So you see, we have a major entrepreneur, a major corporate captain, Elon Musk, who's stating his faith in cryptocurrency. He's talked about Dogecoin as well, but he's purchased this $1.5 billion, I believe, worth of Bitcoin to put on the balance sheet of Tesla. So it's almost as if we have a volley going back and forth here between the corporate Bitcoin believers and who are really titans of industry, and then the governmental agencies, the competitors. We have fiat money in direct competition with cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. It says, the statement got local media outlets like El Español to speculate on its timing. In fact, El Español believes the bodies issued that document as a forceful alert in the wake of Tesla's Bitcoin-related announcement. Quoting local experts, the media outlet says the warning is clearly a wake-up call for institutions and companies. 3 years ago, the Spanish Central Bank and Spain's financial markets regulator published a similar document where they raised concerns on cryptocurrencies and initial coin offerings. However, both entities put particular emphasis across the paper on the lack of regulation in Spain targeting retail investors. And then the article goes on and says, what do you think about the new document issued by the Bank of Spain? Well, this is going to end up being something that that could set the groundwork. We don't know what's going to happen here. We don't know if governments as small as Spain will be able to stand up against a corporate titan the size of Elon Musk, or if the EU will gather together to produce some kind of regulation against Bitcoin. A lot of folks like Max Kaiser thinks that there's nothing the government can do about it. That remains to be seen. But the point is, we have seen, started to begin to see the very beginnings of what looks like mass adoption of Bitcoin by some of the big, larger corporations, where they're buying Bitcoin and putting on their balance sheet. And in response to that, now we're starting to see some of these central banks state their opinion that they don't think that this is a very good idea. So this is something to follow, something quite interesting, and no doubt about it, Elon Musk is a mover and shaker in the BTC sphere. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News. Just the news, not financial advice.